Hello, and welcome to another interview in the series Coffee with Craig. I haven't known Wayne for very long, but I had a feeling he'd be funny and entertaining. And he was. You can see the edited video version of the interview on our Manson Inglés YouTube channel. But here's the full unedited audio interview with Wayne. Enjoy.
Okay. So, when did you start working here?
Started working in September. I think we properly met at the are you recording now?
Yeah, I've been recording for a while.
Oh, really? No.
I'm doing sound checks and stuff, and right. Turned it on.
Yeah, I think we met at the Christmas party, in December.
But you'd started working here a while before that.
October I started working here, just on Saturdays. I'd seen you around, I'd seen you in the teacher's room, but we never really chatted that much.
And I'd seen you at the pub quiz.
You'd seen me at the pub quiz? I didn't see you at the pub quiz, though.
But I think one week you were helping someone out, or you were actually doing it, you were asking the questions.
I see.
Because you were coming around each group, I remembered you from that.
Okay, right, remember from that.
And when I saw you here, I thought, I know this guy from somewhere. Yeah. So this is your first year?
It's my first year with the British Council.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How are you finding it?
I'm loving it, yeah. Really, it's a real buzz being surrounded by teachers who are much more experienced than me, I also like the training courses and getting to know a little bit more.
So how long have you been teaching?
16 years now.
Yeah. Same as me.
Same as you, really?
Yeah, 16, 17 years.
You look younger than me, though. That's the difference.
Thank you very much. Yeah. That's why my back's to the camera. where are you from originally?
I'm from a place called Blackpool, which is in the northwest of England.
Yeah. Famous for being near the sea and for the lights.
Famous for being near the sea, the lights, and having the tallest roller coaster in the world. Long, long time
Is
ago
it?
Now. Well, it was. There was a bit of competition between Blackpool and a theme park in Tokyo. I think it's actually the second largest now in the world, yeah.
Okay, so you grew up there. You were born there, you grew up there.
That's right,
And
yeah.
Then did you come straight here from Blackpool?
No, not at all. I had a long journey. I left Blackpool when I was about 17, 18, joined the RAF. I was in the RAF for six
really?
Years. Yeah. Then
as a pilot?
Not as a pilot, no, unfortunately not. No, just although I have a snobby accent, I'm not being a pilot. I was an RAF policeman, which is a glorified security guard, basically.
Did that allow you to travel, or was that just in the UK?
Yeah, join the RAF and see the world. I saw Inverness Airport for a weekend in 6 years. I also got to Italy as well for 3 months. And a journey which changed my life, you know. I went over there, met an Italian girl, fell in love, and we'll probably have to cut this one out.
In case she might be watching.
In case she might be watching, exactly. Yeah, I'm over you, by the way. Don't need you anymore. Decided to... I had a bit of an aptitude for languages. I enjoyed learning new languages, and I wanted to do something with it, discover the English teaching world.
Did you know Italian before you went there?
No, I didn't. No, I just picked it up in 3 months.
Okay.
And, I wouldn't say I wasn't fluent, but I picked up quite a bit in 3 months. Mm-hmm. Then I went to I went to Italy to work for three years.
Okay, as a teacher,
yeah. As part of my resettlement at the RAF, I did the TEFL cert, which I got onto without having been to university. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Finland for a year, decided that I was living a lie, I want to go to university.
What took you to Finland?
Finnish girls are very beautiful. No, seriously. I've always had a thing about Scandinavia, and no one knows... People don't speak about Scandinavia that much, you know? And out of all the Scandinavian countries, people speak even less about Finland, so... I was offered a job there, so I went there.
Another teaching job?
Another teaching job, yeah. Okay. In a primary school over there, yeah.
Okay.
And then I came back and went to university.
Came back to the
England.
UK?
Yeah.
So where did you go to university?
Central Lancashire.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And after university?
After university, when I was at university, I went to Japan for the year abroad. I taught in Japan. Okay.
So what was your course at university?
Modern languages, yeah. Mm-hmm. Japanese.
Right. Yeah. So then you went to Japan. You went to Japan during the course?
That's right, during the course, yeah. Mm-hmm. And after that, I went to Bulgaria for a while teaching.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how long was that for, Bulgarian?
About 3 months.
Period.
About 3 months, yeah.
Okay.
And what brought you to Spain?
A lady.
Okay.
That's it. no comment, I'm not saying anymore.
Fine. When did you come here?
8 years ago.
Eight years ago. Mm-hmm. And did you come straight to Valencia or somewhere else first?
Well, I wanted to come to Valencia, but I couldn't find a job in Valencia. I was offered a job in Torrevieja, first of all. I spent the worst 3 months of my life in Torrevieja. And then I was I got a call from Wall Street Institute.
What didn't you like about Torrevieja?
About Torrevieja. Well,
it's full of English speakers.
It's full of English speakers. That's one thing. And also, I couldn't find anyone there who was my age. I don't think there were any births in Torrevieja between 1965 and 1990. Because wherever I went, I was the oldest person or the youngest person by about 20 years.
It sounds like where my parents live, in an expat community mm-hmm. down the coast, full of retired French, yes. German and English people.
Completely. Yeah, that's the sort of place. Do they live in Torrevieja?
No, they live in Moreira.
Okay, okay.
Past Javier. Okay, so Torrevieja, and then from Torrevieja you came here?
Came to Valencia, yeah. Mm.
Okay. What's been the most difficult thing for you so far about making a life here in Spain?
I miss English food. I really miss the variety of English. Well, maybe not English food as such, but I miss eating food from different nations, and I think here in Spain, generally people eat Spanish food.
Do you find it tasteless and bland?
Some dishes I do, but in general, no. I do like Spanish food, but I miss the variety of having Japanese food on a Monday, Chinese food on a Tuesday. I mean, I could do that here, but I have to pay through the nose.
Right. They say that about the UK, the best thing about the food in the UK, the variety of different national dishes you can find in different restaurants.
I completely agree with you. Yeah.
What's your favourite food?
My favourite food. If I could choose my favourite menú del día, yeah, I'd probably start off with prawn cocktail. Mm-hmm. I'd go on to chicken tikka masala.
Good choice.
Okay, you like that?
I love it.
The chicken tikka masala. Is that your favourite curry? Or?
I'd choose between that and what's the name of it? Madras.
Madras.
A beef madras or chicken.
Right.
Madras.
Okay. Bit strong for me that.
But
bit,
in Spain, they don't cook it as spicy in Spain as they do in the UK.
Not at all.
Much hotter in the UK than here.
Very much so. Yeah. I had my birthday party in an Indian restaurant 2 years ago. And we had the same dishes, but sort of made milder for all my Spanish friends. Yeah. So we had two separate tables, basically. Yeah. And then to finish off, tiramisu as my dessert.
And tiramisu as your dessert.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. If I meet a girl who can make tiramisu, then I'll marry her. Yeah.
What's the best thing for you?
If she'll have me, of course.
What's the best thing for you about being a teacher?
Mixing with people. Who are from a completely different culture, who have had a different upbringing to me, yeah, who have a different perspective on things. I find it really exciting. Yeah.
Does that mean then after a few years of teaching only Spanish speakers, you're getting a bit bored with that? Because when you teach a multilingual class, mm-hmm. if you've got a mixture of Japanese and Chinese and Saudi Arabians, it brings more culture into the classroom. Do you find it being a bit repetitive?
I'm starting to feel very transparent, Craig. Yeah, that's exactly how I feel.
I mean, that's
how
I feel.
Yeah.
As much as I love my classes, mm-hmm. I feel that it would be nice to have a variety of different cultures because it adds more
of course.
To the mixing pot.
Very much so, yeah. Thankfully, I get the chance once a year to go back to England, to Oxford, and I teach multinational groups there. Summer school. So that after my experience there in Oxford, I'm quite happy to come back here to Spain.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the worst thing for you about being a teacher?
When people speak Spanish in class.
But don't you speak Spanish?
Little bits. And it's my students watching, no, I don't speak
right.
it. Yeah, no, I don't like it when people speak Spanish in my class.
Me neither.
It makes me very angry.
Especially when it's not directed at me and it's amongst themselves.
Of course.
That's
Yeah. I think it whether it's directed at me or not, the fact that they're speaking Spanish and they're changing the chip. They change the chip from Spanish to from English to Spanish, and it's always difficult to change back again, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I teach a conversation class, and when I like to give controversial topics, mm-hmm. I find that when they get into it, and they start to really have opinions, that's when they speak.
Yes.
Switch to Spanish.
It must be frustrating for them then, you know, because, I mean, they're adults and, they can't express themselves, yeah. So they get passionate about the topic and they switch back to Spanish.
Wayne, can you tell us a bit about English Fusion, how you became involved with it?
Sure, yeah. English Fusion was a company I started up with some investors about 5 years ago. Initially, it was a fusion of English teaching and acting, because I do a bit of acting as well. And it was a good experience. It lasted for 5 years. Unfortunately, we've had to close it now, yeah, due to the crisis, the recession. And also the fact that I wasn't advancing as a teacher. I wasn't developing as a teacher. I was advancing as a businessman. I mean, it was an interesting experience, but...
So was it a physical language school where students went to take classes?
No, it wasn't. No, we sent teachers out to companies.
Off-site teaching?
Off-site teaching, that's right.
Yeah. Mainly business or...?
All business. All business.
Only business?
Yeah, yeah. So we taught in the companies... company offices and things.
So do you think there's a chance that might start up at some point in the future?
Well, if it starts up, I won't be in charge of it.
Right.
I'm quite happy being a teacher. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Okay. What advice would you give Spanish speakers who are trying to learn English?
Spanish speakers from Spain, I would say take every opportunity that you can to have contact with English, because I think it's possible to live here in Spain and not have any contact with English at all. I mean, even hot dog is translated perrito caliente. I mean, so I think unless you go out and actively look for opportunities to speak English, it's possible to avoid it.
And how can they do that? In Valencia, for example?
They could go to language exchange nights, the intercambio nights, and they should be watching all films. Is that the camera? They should be watching all films in original language with subtitles. Do you agree?
Absolutely, absolutely. With subtitles in English.
Not dubbed. Venés aquí. Not dubbed.
With subtitles in English, not in Spanish.
With subtitles in English, yeah.
So that their attention is not distracted by just reading the Spanish.
No, of course, but even at beginner's level, I think it's a good idea to get used to the sound of the English language to have the subtitles in Spanish.
I mean, you've been to Bulgaria, Japan, you've travelled around. Mm. When you watch television in another country and you can't understand a word, you're still, I think, subconsciously picking up the rhythm of the language. You might identify a few words, even though you're not really understanding.
Completely. Exactly. On a subconscious subliminal level, you're absorbing the language like a sponge. For example, in the Netherlands and Scandinavia, where they all speak excellent English, they're absorbing the language because it's all the films are in the original language with subtitles. So they're already used to the language and they're not frightened by the sound of English.
In Norway, was it television in Norwegian or
I wasn't in Finland.
Sorry, in Finland.
In Finland.
Finland?
Yeah, the television was in Finnish.
Was
you
in
mean
Finnish.
The films or
Well, did you hear any English on Finnish TV?
Lots of it. Yeah, lots of it.
Maybe that explains why their English is at a higher level than
it's excellent. Everybody in Finland seems to speak English, apart from the girl who worked in my local shop. Yeah, and I walked in there, but Finnish is a really difficult language as well. And I remember my first day I walked in there and I said, I asked for some milk, and she, enumerati, she said, I don't understand. So I had to go, moo, ps, ps, moo, like that. I wanted to buy some, I needed to buy some toilet paper as well, but I thought I'll leave that for another day.
My first month in Valencia, I wanted to make a barbecue for some friends. I didn't speak any Spanish. I went to the central market here in Valencia. And I went to the meat counter and I said, moo, moo. Because if I hit my bum, I'd get the rump.
Right, okay. Did you get that?
Did someone slap
you?
I did get the rump.
Right, okay.
It worked.
Yeah, okay.
My dad went into the supermarket and he wanted some icing sugar.
Right.
And he went to this assistant at the supermarket and he went, sugar, sugar.
That's amazing.
Wayne, what do you do with your time when you're not teaching?
Drinking a lot of alcohol. I play football. I play a lot of football. I do a lot of reading, and I plan my classes.
And acting? Does that figure in your life at all at the moment?
At this moment in time, this year it hasn't figured in my life, no. But in the past, well, in the last few years, I've done like voiceovers, dubbing and things like that. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Can you talk a bit about what you hope to do in the future? You've said that English fusion is not an option. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other plans?
To be honest, closing English fusion was a big thing, and it's made me reassess my life a little bit. So my ideas are starting to come a little clearer now. Now I'm working as a teacher again, especially for a company like the British Council, where I have a lot of opportunities to develop as a teacher. Is the boss watching this?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Probably the only one. Do you see yourself going more towards sort of teacher training and hands-on stuff, or more into management?
I don't think into management. I wouldn't be interested. After the experience of owning my own company, I'm not really interested in going into management. But certainly either teacher training or writing textbooks or
materials writing,
yeah, or something like that. But next year I'm going to do my diploma, and I hope, you know, then the ideas will crystallise a little bit more.
What makes you happy?
When people don't speak Spanish.
In class.
In class. When Blackpool Football Club win a game. And Sunday mornings when I wake up and I don't have to go to work. And I can have a long, leisurely breakfast. I can have an English breakfast, okay? And spend hours and hours and hours reading Sunday newspapers.
What's an English breakfast? What's in it?
Sausage, bacon, baked beans, fried eggs, or poached, okay? Fried bread, because I'm from the north, and we don't think about healthy food, we just think about taste. And, yeah.
What makes you sad?
People speak Spanish.
It's a pet peeve. It
really upsets me.
Yeah. Wayne, which famous person, dead or alive, would you like to have dinner with, and why?
Audrey Hepburn. She's gorgeous. She was gorgeous. No, I have a real obsession with Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah, I can see that.
You can see my obsession, or you can.
No,
you understand.
I totally agree. Okay. Not because she's incredibly attractive. Was incredibly attractive, but also she was a fantastic person.
She was a fantastic person, a wonderful actress. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Either that or Ben Kingsley. I think for me, Ben Kingsley is probably the best actor on the planet at the moment for me.
Mm-hmm. I'd possibly prefer the real Gandhi.
Yeah.
To spend time with, I think
probably more interesting.
Be an interesting guy to speak to, yeah. But an excellent actor. Mm-hmm. Wayne, in an ideal world, what would your life be like?
In an ideal world, I would have an extra 3 hours a day, in which I could spend doing sport, reading until my head falls off.
So do you think maybe lack of time, is that because you're very, very busy at the moment, or bad time management?
No, I'm I feel all the time. I'm in pain with his fingers. I would say, yeah, probably a bit of both. No. I'm extremely busy at the moment. Yeah, and I've got a lot of things to do after the closure of English Fusion that I have to sort out. And I'm just teaching one hell of a lot at the moment, yeah.
Well, what do you do with your time when you're not teaching? I mean, you said you like reading, but do you work elsewhere?
Okay, you're not talking about free time now. Yeah, I do. I work. I have a contract which is left over from English Fusion, where I teach there. Yeah, and plenty of time planning classes as well. Yeah.
Okay. If you could change something about yourself, what would you change?
I've become bigger. I'll be more muscular.
But you're very tall.
I'm very tall. Yeah, I'm tall, but I'm not big. That's the thing, you know? And because I'm skinny, because I'm tall, I look even skinnier as well. So I put some weight on, probably.
How tall are you?
6'3", 1.92 meters.
Incredibly jealous. I'd love to be as tall as
you. Really, really? I'd like to have this sort of Greek god type physique that you have.
Music concerts. You can always see.
Uh-huh.
Getting served at the bar. I mean, you're always there. You've got that high advantage. It's a proven fact that taller people are more successful in life.
Really? Is that true? Getting served at music concerts, or are there any other areas?
I don't know.
Basketball?
Or cut that. If you final question.
Can I have one of these? Thank you.
If you had 6,000 euros to spend on yourself, what would you buy?
It's a really good question. I haven't thought about that. I should have done, because you sent me the questions before. Probably put my car through the Ethiopia. I have to spend a lot of money on it to put it through. No, cut that, because then they'll know I'm driving a car illegally. I would probably... I've got a lot of free time this summer, which I don't want, because I need to work, really. I need to earn some money.
But are you not going to do a summer school?
I am going to do a summer school, but there's about a month and a half after that where I have literally nothing to do.
September, yeah.
Yeah, September, mid-August, mid to mid-September before I start the dip. And I would use that money to travel. I'd just travel, yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I hope you enjoyed that interview, and thank you very much for listening. Please remember to write a review on iTunes for us so that more people can find our podcasts. And you can comment on this interview and on the YouTube video on our Facebook page at facebook.com/mansionengles, or tweet me on Twitter at Mansion Twit. Bye for now.